Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Excited to share a couple of verses coming from Proverbs chapter 16. And starting with verse 2, it says, "All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord." And this is an incredible verse. You know, God is simply teaching us that man within himself, man without Christ, is blind. Man without the truth of God is blind and can only assume that their ways are right. They can only assume that their lives are in order without any guidance. But, you know, the truth is that only a life that is connected to God is a life that is in order, because God is order. God is life itself. And so we see the next part of this verse where it says motives are weighed by the Lord. And the great news about this is the fact that we don't have to walk blind. We don't have to walk just assuming that we're okay with God, or that our lives are in order. We can weigh ourselves according to the truth of God, the truth that is found in his word, the truth that comes as we seek him in his presence and hear from the Holy Spirit telling us where we are with God, speaking to us truth and bringing us in the right direction. And what an exciting season right now that God is really calling his people to draw near to him as never before, to really come close, to examine their motives, and to come into to the right place with God, to find restoration, to come closer to him than ever before. And so we're left with the question, how do we do this? How do we change our days and our lifestyle and our order to really see things the way that God sees them? And the answer is found in the next verse. In verse 3, it says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." He will. And I love this because, you know, it says to commit yourself to the Lord, whatever we do. And when you begin to commit yourself to something, when you commit yourself to some type of work or some type of a learning or teaching, you begin to think, your mindset really begins to think about what you're doing and really sets up your day of why you're going to be doing what you're doing. So when we commit ourselves to the Lord, think about that. Our minds begin to get renewed by his power, by the power of his word. When we're committing ourselves to God, we're now saying, God, you know, my decisions have to be your decisions today. My will has to become your will. My heart has to be set on that which glorifies you and you alone. And so as we begin to commit ourselves to the Lord, guess what? Our motives begin to naturally flow with that and become motives that are in line with the will and the goodness of God and his word. And then it says, I love this, it says, he himself will establish your plans. Why is that now possible? Well, guess what? Our plans are no longer just plans that we set up as we begin our days or as we're walking through, but our plans are now rooted in the truth of God. Our plans are now structured and made around what God has called us to do each and every day. What a wonderful opportunity that we have to live empowered by God now. You see, he empowers those who obey him. He empowers those who are set to bring him glory. And what an opportunity now to bring him glory each and every day and to live lives, not just wondering if we're right, not just assuming, but now living lives in the order and in the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God today. Will you join with me today, committing to the Lord whatever you do, so that he himself will establish you and I in the plans that he have called and the things that he's called us to do from the beginning of time. Praise God and bless his name. Amen.